Yo, what's up, y'all? I'm excited to share with you things from my upcoming novel, which is A Phytomian Story. It is part 1 through 3. I do have beta readers that are reading through part 1 right now, which is Love Amidst the Chaos. Part 2 is Elevated Birth, and part 3 is Trials of Elevon. Along every week, I'm going to be releasing for them and for y'all on Substack. So I'll put that in the link so you can go on Substack and read through this with us. But they're getting to read through my book and giving me their feedback, their questions, their theorizing as to what's to happen. And I love so far what I've wrote has been able to conjure out of their minds. I can hear their creativity, I can hear their emotions, and it's just the bomb. So I'm just going to share a little bit of some of the things that's been written to me so far. And again, I'm not going to hold back, so don't worry. It's like, oh, he's only telling like the greatest things. This is the full, and I love this. I really like the prologue. It explains the rules and procedures of the new world you've created. This is from Casey, by the way. Thank you, Casey. You created. I feel like all the classic sci-fi slash fantasy novels have these. For the book, you could always include a map of the planet. I did, and that's actually a really cool thing right there. I didn't think about that. I make all these board games that are more or less tied to this universe I'm making. Why not have a map within the book? Boom, Casey, you're the bomb. Anyway, yes, for the book, you can always have a map within the planet. I did notice that you never mentioned Carlania's DNA type, making me assume that she's probably a Cowardonian. So, if that's true, it'll be neat to see how it plays out and how the characters in the story will accept the two opposite characters coming together, etc. It's a great beginning. I feel like within the prologue, you can have a whole bunch of series. Now, to what you said about Carlania, I'm going to address that one. Wait till next week for me to open up the next chapter. But it is cool as I dive into the first two characters. And for you who don't know, Sarad and Carlania, with all this stuff that's happening in this story, which is a Phytomian story, Love Amidst the Chaos, it's about how two people come together and survive a chaotic time. They survive when this trinity, if not trinity, I don't go that far, circle of chaos, if you will, comes and takes over the planet. How are they supposed to keep their love so strong? What will they do to survive? And then what comes that causes things to get a little rocky? But anyway, this is just like just a good beginning. So I don't want to give away too much on that. I'm glad that you put your focus in and you want to see that relationship. So I can't wait to share more of it with you. And to the point of you saying it can be a series. Oh my gosh. I have so much I want to share on that, but I'm gonna hold back. I need to continue to let y'all share with me what you like about it. Okay, I'm gonna jump into the next thing of which I have received. Let's see. Okay, Nicole, appreciate you. Nicole Beck. I really liked hearing the background of Sarad and Carlania. Thank you. I enjoyed learning more about their story, and I liked how I learned about their personalities too. I like to have insight into why people think the way they do and what motivates the characters, which is why I also enjoy learning about the different groups and Phytomians. All right. I know I squeal like a little girl, but Casey, to what she said and now to what Nicole said, it warms my heart to know that Sarad and Carlania's story is special to people. Yes, I made it the main base for the start, but there's so much other things happening. So for them to be strong enough when you're reading that that's where you're at, that's where your focus is at. That means I've done something well, and it makes me happy. To the point of their personalities, yes. Phytomia, as you know, the binding of the DNA between different beings. This is a bond that's found early on in their lives, and you're about to hear as well. How strong Sarad is with the bond of which he has, and I did mention, I'm not going to mention that, and how strong Carlania is with her bond when you find out what hers is too. And it's just a cool mix. It's reality, just to be honest. The same thing with our relationships. When we get together with a person, it's totally different, and now you have to try to mix that together, especially in hard times. So imagine that on a cosmic level, with the things that are coming or have come. So let me see what's next. Okay, who was this one? This one was yours too. Okay, what stuck out to me was how the other world is set up and everyone's roles. I'm really intrigued by the crystals. I think something, and this is Nicole as well. This right here. I think something is up with those crystals. Someone is going to misuse them and create some trouble. Also, I wonder if something is going to happen that causes the Phytomians to work together and show how each group is essential to contribute to their common good. Hearing that, I can unload on you so much information, but I won't. I would just say that the crystals are extremely important, not just to this story, but to the entire universe within the P4P universe. That's the best way to put it. They don't just pop up on this planet. They haven't just gave a cause and effect to just this planet. And down the road, I can't wait to share more. I can't wait for that information to be brought out, but not because I'm telling you here, but because there are characters that are using their time to discover what those crystals are. Let me see. What else? Okay, a question right here. Question. This was from Isabel. Wait, before I hit her question, Danny, I'm gonna go ahead and say yours. You said I like how the world building that you are doing. It makes for spinoffs. It makes for great spinoffs and adding on characters easier. Yes, and I think one or two more of y'all also said that, which is super cool. I did not slack off when I made these characters. Every person that I've created, and I'm just be honest, has either comes from someone that's in my life or just a place with, you know, up top in the mind. And excuse me, from there, once I wrote them down, I've made it a goal to try to almost embody what it is that they're feeling, what are they saying, and what is the purpose behind them. Like, I don't want anybody to be just filler. I want them all to have something cool that we can relate to. And it's just, I just have to put myself there, and I have to be highly adaptable to do so, because they all are very different. Again, when you start reading more about even Sarad and Karlanya, that starts to become more personal for you, hopefully. And at times you might come across a character that you might feel like, hey, I haven't got to see much of them or hear much of them. There is no character in these stories that only has one appearance. Right when I said it, I knew of the only one character that has one appearance. And whoever, when this is all done, if anybody can tell me who that one character is, somebody's going to make it a goal. If you can tell me who that one character is, only one, I will give you something. I will reward you with something. I don't know what it is, but I will. Let me see. Okay, so one of the questions was Phytomia home to other species or just their own? I did not consider other species being there yet. I would definitely say the creation of this planet was of just their species in that moment. Okay, so you take that how you wanna. So I will answer this and say that with where you are in the story and with what I'm sharing, at this moment, Phytomia is home to just Phytomians. Now, that don't mean I'm saying that it's going to change in the future, but I'm just saying, in this moment, it's just home to Phytomians. I will also add Tony, another beta reader. He read it, and hearing his excitement and all of the characters that he's noticing in the backstory. I must bring the backstory up again, because when I first gave this entire book out for my beta readers to start reading with me, we're doing this weekly, remember, it was only going to be I took out Love Amidst the Chaos. For some reason, I didn't think everybody would want to know that story about Sarat and Carlanya. I thought that the main story was just going to be elevated at birth when they, you know, get to where they're going to go and blah, blah, blah. But when multiple people started reading, they all let me know they wanted to know that story. They really wanted to hear it. And it was from there. It was just, hey, listen to the people. And that's what I did. And since I've done it, I can tell it's been hydrating for everyone going forward reading because of the extra info that they get to know. Now, that's not to say that it's going to be appreciated that some of that stuff they'll get to hear later on in the story too, but it does help to give that good filler, you know, and it connects you more to the characters, which makes me happy. But that is my sharing of this whole situation on here. I will be also uploading on... I'll be uploading up on Spotify a little voiceover of their questions, and I'll also be on Substack dropping the prologue and the chapter, the first two chapters, so you can read. And if you get a chance to read through any of this, please send me an email, send me a message, let me know your thoughts, let me know what you think. I want everybody to know what's coming when this book drops. And like I said, I'm having a card game that is going to be based or inspired around part three of this story that is going to be simple and easy for people to play. And I'm doing it different, and different is going to be so fun because everybody's been playing the type of card game that I've created already in a different style. I'll just go ahead and give you a little hint. Zombies. they've been enjoying it. So giving the blueprint for this is going to be bomb. All right, y'all. Love y'all and peace.